Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Welcome to the podcast today. How psychic are you feeling today? The energy today is pretty cool, actually. I've had so much insights and intuitive hits. So if that's happening for you today, write it down so that you can remember and support yourself. Intuition is like the muscle. The more you use it, the more you tune into it, the more you have awareness around it, the stronger it's going to get. And that is what we want, isn't it? I'm kind of excited for today because we're going to go a little bit old school and talk about intuition and then do a third eye journey. I was actually going to do a spirit guide journey, but then this third eye one jumped out at me. So what I'm also going to do is I'm going to record the spirit guide journey separately later today, and then I'll also post it on the podcast page and stuff. Man, you know what else is happening in my world, though? My dog, bless his heart, but I don't know what he's been eating, but it's disgusting. He's very, very smelly. Like, dude, he's got the worst gas. Like, buddy, I think we need to rethink what you're up to. I know what he's doing. He's out there snacking on cow fertilizer, right? I mean, making him happy, but gross. That's all I have to say about that is gross. What that has to do with intuition? Not a thing. Just thought I'd share it for fun. All right. Again, the energy of today has a little bit of lightness to it. So I hope you're finding things to laugh about and enjoy to shift your energy, because I think that is also the key. We can get so stuck in our stories, in our life, in our everything, because it is challenging. That is a reality we're all living in. And so if you can shift your energies, you can look at things in a different way. It changes your perspective. It changes everything inside and outside. It gives you that subtle shift so that you can just see, feel, hear with a little more clarity and awareness. It's interesting. Again, this morning I went to do something and I'm like, huh, why do I do it this way? What is my reasons? And I didn't really have any, so I thought, well, let's try a subtle shift. Because, of course, I have to do energy experiments before I share these things with you, because if they don't work, I'm not going to share them. And so I did that, and then when I went out and did my morning chores, the energy was just so different, light and sizzly, and then I had some amazing insights on something I was pondering, and that's what I want for you. I would like you to be able to cultivate your awareness so that your intuition is strong, you understand it better, you get to use it, of course, but we tend to second guess or think what we're, think or feel is not correct or that we must be doing it wrong. And again, that is, can also be like a conditioning. The other thing I want to say about supercharging your intuition. Something that can block your intuition is unfinished business. Or to even expand on that a little differently, I have found that doing inner child work with clients shifts their whole being, and they're able to tune into their intuition a lot more, actually, and have more awareness and more understanding of themselves. Because the thing is, you can have an intuitive experience as a child because we don't have the filters, we don't have the blinders, and someone can kibosh that, or someone can say something and you didn't feel safe, you didn't feel like it was something you could pursue. And let's face it, we have a generational thing, collective thing of trauma for healers, intuitives, psychics, witches, all of that. And it manifests itself in ways that can cause harm. And you can cause harm to yourself, to others. And so we want to dig into that. And if you dig into that and explore that shadow part, that uncomfortable part, it will supercharge your intuition. It will. I did an inner child journey years and years and years ago. And it was ended up a trauma that I had blocked. And it shifted so much. So if you're interested in doing some inner child work, I do offer it. Check me out, because the other key to doing inner child work and stuff like this, make sure the person you're working with, you connect with and trust. That's the big thing about energy work. Be aware of who you're trusting. Be aware of who you're aligning with. I had joined a group and it did not go well, and I had to exit. I had a conversation to get clarity on it, but I realized that it was just not for me. Too much drama in ways that I'm not in alignment with, and it was causing me harm. And no thank you. I just put in big boundaries, did some really, really intense energy clearing, which if you are experiencing anything similar, please reach out for an energy clearing, because I got some, and they truly, truly make a huge difference. The inner child stuff is so interesting because things get stuck in our energy and cause trauma that we don't understand or we dismiss. But as you know, I'm doing a deep dive into trauma work right now, and it's creating some insights and understandings that I'm so delighted with, not only for myself, but for other people. It has supercharged my spidey senses, let's go with that, because I have a deeper understanding of how to help you be intuitive, which is my purpose, right? I would like everybody to be able to use their intuition or psychic gifts if they have them in that scope and live their best life, right? Even with all the chaos and craziness that we deal with. But the challenges are part of the deal. And having ways to work through the challenges with, you know, tools and understandings and awareness, it makes a huge difference. Huge difference. Yeah. I was pondering the other day on if I could grant a wish to the world, it would be to make peace with your life and understand yourself and your role in a way that lifts your energy. Because in doing all the work that I've been doing and all the readings and all the clients, we really get stuck in our not knowing or not being good enough, not valuing ourselves. And one of the huge gifts that I have is being that healing presence. I do believe you. I do understand. And I'm not judging you, because crazy stuff happens. Man, the stories I have. Someday I will write a book. Someday. And the thing is, if we don't have someone that believes in us, or we are trying to fit in a way that might not be healthy for our energy, we cause ourselves harm. And in doing that, it ends up being a ripple effect of, like, challenges and negative things. And it's not all the time, but some of the time, right? And if we're coming at things from that wounded, I don't know the energy of it. It's wounded and it's like unhappy and feeling stuck, feeling put upon. It feels like we're sinking, right? And so we need to get ourselves out of that. So how do we do that? Well, if we cultivate awareness and cultivate our intuition, we can come out of it, because we can see solutions that maybe we didn't see before. We can have the courage and confidence to try new things or to try to do things differently, because there's a comfort in the sameness. But hello, hasn't that been exploded and shifted and just isn't happening now with everything we've all gone through the last few years? Change, I mean, we've had to try to make peace with change or things not being the way we want them to be or at times need them to be, and we've had to navigate it. We've learned to be more flexible. We've learned to probably swear a lot more, but that's okay too, because we have to find ways to vent out the frustrations and the anxieties and the overwhelms and the what is really going on, right? We have found our relationships change because, you know, some people are just not in alignment with you anymore because how they're navigating their life might not fit with how you want to do yours. And that's okay. Having those boundaries, being able to say no, understanding yourself, and maybe taking a break. So for that intuition to get strong too, you have to notice what you notice and find ways to acknowledge it. If writing's your thing, talking's your thing, you know, telling a trusted friend, this is an intuitive hit I had. Find a partner to develop your intuition with, someone that you can trust and say, you know what, I felt like this was going to happen. And then, because when you speak it out loud and then get the validation, it makes it stronger, right? If you write it down and then get the validation and then share that with someone you trust, it makes it stronger. We all need connections. We need to be seen. We need to be heard. I'm well aware that one of my biggest gifts is being able to listen without judgment and help people untangle their energies and understand themselves. Find someone in your life that you can do that with. It's a co-regulation tool that I learned in trauma class that is amazing. and it creates all the difference in your world. Find that. We need to feel valued. We need to feel that we make sense. We need to feel that who we are in this world has meaning, or that we are here for a purpose, but don't get all caught up in purpose. Your purpose is to be on this journey and figure yourself out. Because we can totally get stuck in that we must not be doing things right because I don't have fame, fortune, and all the money in the world. What am I doing wrong? Try not to focus on that and focus on what are you doing right? What can you shift and change? Getting real and practical with our life does help. Getting real and practical and accepting what the reality is instead of resisting it. Because, I mean, resisting it doesn't work anyway, but we still try. No, I don't want it that way. And what does that cause us? Anxiety. If your life is not turning out the way you wanted it, maybe it's time to shift what you want or get real with yourself about what you want. What do you want? How do you want to feel in your life? We all want to feel valued and connected. What creates that energy for you? How do you feel valued and connected? Working through all those and dealing with your shadows and your inner child and your trauma and all those will all enable you to have more intuition in a solid way. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by that, that's understandable. Take it step by step. I can recommend books. I can help clear your energy. You can call on me to help. Step by step. Right? You got this. Baby steps. And getting stuck in a rut and not knowing how to move forward, that's the universe telling you that you have to make some changes. Are you okay with that? Or when your intuition gives you those nudges and those hits, are you like, no, I don't want to? Are you acting like a petulant tantrum child? I mean, we do. No, I don't want to. And how does that work out for us? Not worth a damn, right? Yeah. Sometimes we still try. Let's face it, we don't always learn the easy way. We all tend to learn the hard way. Just a human thing, right? We seem to, I don't know, sometimes we get caught up in our expectations or wanting things to just magically happen. But do they? And is it, and when they do seem to magically happen, pay attention. What did you do differently? How did that feel? Can you recreate that experience? So I used to like really teach manifesting. And then I wanted something so bad, and I did not make it happen. And now I think, well, I guess I shouldn't teach manifesting anymore, which is okay, because obviously it wasn't in alignment with my divine timing, highest good. And at the time, I was pretty devastated. But of course, it's been quite some time now. And when I look back, and then I look what's going on in my life right now, I see why it was a blessing. But at the same time, we can get caught up in the feeling of failure or not being able to do something. And the only thing that makes it clear or gives you that deep understanding is time and practice. Sometimes we get caught up in wanting things instantly. But what you practice grows stronger. And so what are you practicing? What are you giving your energy and attention to? And how can you shift that? It takes some deep inner work. And that's okay, because you can do that. I know you got this. Okay, so I want to make sure we have lots of time to gently and easily do this third eye imagery that I have that will connect you to your intuition in a different way. I know when I was working on this years and years and years ago, I could actually see my third eye in my forehead. That was so cool. So cool. And I am proof that it's possible. I mean, yes, I've always had some skills, but I can teach you. Okay. So I'm just going to give you a few minutes just to shake up your energy, myself also, so that we can get ready for our guided imagery. Here we go. Become aware of your breathing. Just noticing your breathing for a few moments. And as you begin to settle more comfortably into the solid support beneath you, you can keep your eyes open and soften your gaze. You can close your eyes. It's totally your choice. Let's take three deeper breaths, whatever you're comfortable with. Your out-breath, just release any tension. Let your shoulders drop. Breathe in calm and just release any tension. Give yourself those nice deeper breaths. And as you just let your normal, natural rhythm of breathing continue, feeling safe, feeling relaxed, just letting all the tension flow out of you, feeling protected, I got you. Just remain focused on the sound of my voice for now, and any and all other sounds just drift in the background. It's okay if they intrude for a second. Just acknowledge them and then let them go. And even though you might drift away from the sound of my voice, it's okay. You'll sense when it's time to come back. You're just giving yourself this gift of a few moments to just be, to let go of any tension, let go of cares and worries, just for now. At this point, I'd like you to focus your concentration on your feet. Begin to visualize or imagine. You're walking in a place that's very beautiful and serene. It feels comforting. It feels safe. You feel protected. And with every breath you take, you give yourself permission to send this comforting energy through your legs, from your toes into your heels, your ankles, knees, and your thighs. You become aware of this comfortable sensation in your legs, feeling strong, feeling safe, feeling protected, feeling secure, as you walk through the beauty of this special place that's yours alone. Feel what you feel. See what you see, hear what you hear, know what you know in this very special place that's yours alone. With every breath, you may begin to sense the energy around you, a gentle something that sends a warm and nurturing sensation all around your body, from your thighs, hips, your stomach area, through your solar plexus. You begin to become even more comfortable as a deep inner calm begins to form. As all of your senses begin to heighten because you become more and more aware of all that is around you in this beautiful, serene, safe place. You continue to feel even more calm as this comfortable sensation moves through your chest, as you breathe easily and effortlessly, making your way through this place that is very peaceful and secure for you. As you notice the sounds around you, as you listen, the beauty of where you are speaks to you in a special way. Your head, neck, and shoulders begin to release into comfort. And in a moment or two, you begin to imagine choosing a particular spot in this beautiful place of yours to recline and rejuvenate into an even deeper comfort. And with every breath you take, your comfort now seems to double, having made that decision. The warmth and gentle something of the air seems to wrap itself around you even more, feeling protected, feeling comforted, feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling loved, feeling valued. As though there is a wholehearted agreement about the spot in your place that you are reaching out to, that you are tuning into, that special place, that special spot that is just yours. Visualize or imagine just settling into the comfort that's there for you. And just allow for this time to connect to the beauty and peacefulness that is here for you. All you have to do is breathe. Just breathe and be, simply and with ease, and comfortably allowing, becoming deeply connected to this spot. feeling safe, secure, and valued, loved, connected. I'm going to count from 5 to 0. And once I reach 0, you're going to be deeply, deeply relaxed, feeling safe, secure, and connected. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply, deeply connected to this spot. It's your special spot. It's your safe spot. Now, let's let the door of your imagination open. And there remains relaxation and comfort all around and all through you. It is sometimes easier to experience your third eye as right there. All of the senses come into a higher frequency, and to know within lifts you up. Feel the energy. Feel what you're feeling. Know what you know. See what you see. Hear what you hear. You're safe. You're protected. You're connected. It is for you to know within. Sometimes called a voice for you to hear. Sometimes an eye for you to see. Sometimes a feeling for you to feel. That inner knowing. It's subtle. It's gentle. It's the voice of the universe sending you guidance and messages. It's always about knowing something more, something beyond, something within. That is bringing forth information as to what is just the right way for you to go. You've heard ancient tales talk about it. Much throughout time has been written about it. And each mortal being, including you, seems to have it, whether they are aware of it or not. To foster it is to pay attention to it, to listen, to feel, to see, to hear, to cultivate awareness. To know when intuition is sending you messages is not always clear, yet the directive is to keep listening, keep seeing, keep feeling, keep knowing. Keep attending to it. What you practice grows stronger. Each and every time you follow it, you appreciate it. You just simply appreciate that it gave the direction and that seemed right and you followed it. It's an experiential process. It's your divine right. So then, how to trust it? How to trust it and know to follow it and follow it no matter what? When to open the deepest door? When to become so quiet that the only thing that could be heard or seen or known is that which dwells in the third eye. The knowing within wants attention, wants to be seen, wants to be heard, wants to be acknowledged by you. It's there to support you. And when it gets that, it becomes even more forthcoming. And then it can be trusted again and again and again and for always and forever, and you take the leap. In the mind's eye, the knowing within, dwell there for just a little while. Listen and come to hear, come to know what's important for you to hear and know right now. I'm going to give you a few moments to be in that energy. Feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, and know what you know. I'm going to give you silence to do this. How is that feeling, being in that energy? With more practice, strengthening takes place, and the full trust occurs for intuition to grow and develop in a positive way. And so, let's bring back the positives from this journey as we come up and out now. Reinforcing the third eye energy and the knowing within. Zero, and at one, and at two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, come back to the room that you're in. shake. Say your first name out loud. Know that you can come back to this. And we do this, connecting you to your third eye. Because the key is to cultivate awareness, right? Writing can help you with your intuition, supercharging it. Because the act of writing, handwriting, I'm not sure about typing, connects both sides of your brain. I'm also going to encourage you to take guesses. And it's okay to be wrong. Because when you take a guess, say your phone starts to ring, take a guess to who it is. And it's okay if you're wrong, because I want you to take a guess who it is and feel the energy of what you're feeling in that moment. And then keep practicing that and feel what the energy feels like when you're right and what the energy feels like when you're wrong. Because intuition isn't about being right all of the time. It's about untangling an awareness and understanding your own energy. Pay attention to your dreams. Yeah. What if you have a clear question? Write it down before you go to sleep. And it can be something simple, right? Should I go visit somebody? Should I buy this certain thing? And don't be afraid to be wrong. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong, because there's an energy to that that you're also learning about. Using your imagination. Imagination is fantastic. Don't be, you know, oh, it's just my imagination. Oh, that's not real. Where do you think imagination comes from? I say it's a gift from the universe because it's very cool. And, you know, the information you receive is all about learning and experiencing, and it's valid on some level, always. You can do this. You know, when they're talking about, like, mindfulness, that's another thing I've been pondering lately, but let's not go there. When you're walking out in nature, it helps to create awareness and mindfulness and a good place to do some meditations, because you're in the present moment. Especially if you're in a rural area, because, well, you kind of have to be in the present moment to make sure you stay safe. Now, here's the thing. Our intuition does help us stay safe. But we can be trauma-triggered in a way that our intuition says we're not safe, and we need to untangle that as to why. That's a little deep after we just did the third eye one, but I want you to ponder that. And book a session if you want help with your trauma, shadows, experiences, understanding them, boosting your intuition. Because there's connections, and untangling those connections will help you be more intuitive in so many ways. All right. Well, I'm going to stop early because that went a little smoother than I was anticipating. And apparently I didn't tune in to see how long it would take, right? That's okay. I can be wrong. All right. So I'm sending you some good juju, and I hope that you can tap into the light energies that are happening right now to get some insights, to get some self-value, all those good things. And then if you need help with the things that are uncomfortable and messy, book a soul session. Sending you all a big hug, and I will, am I back next week? Yes, it's in November that I have a commitment. All right. Wishing you the rest of the week full of good things. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.